cost of poor quality. Achieving high levels of quality requires a significant investment of time and money. However, the proponents of total quality management, TQM, would argue that not investing in quality is the more expensive option in the long term. This is because poor quality has numerous costs. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the cost of poor quality, also called the cost of quality, and a synonym, quality costs, as cost of poor quality, the costs associated with performing a task incorrectly and/or generating unacceptable output. These costs would include the costs of nonconformities, inefficient processes, and lost opportunities. C. Quality costs. Quality costs, the overall costs associated with prevention activities and the improvement of quality throughout the firm before, during, and after production of a product. These costs fall into four recognized categories: internal failure costs, external failure costs, appraisal costs, and prevention costs. Internal failure costs relate to problems before the product reaches the customer. These usually include rework, scrap, downgrades, reinspection, retest, and process losses. External failure costs relate to problems found after the product reaches the customer. These usually include such costs as warranty and returns. Appraisal costs are associated with the formal evaluation and audit of quality in the firm. Typical costs include inspection, quality audits, testing, calibration, and checking time. Prevention costs are those caused by improvement activities that focus on reducing failure and appraisal costs. Typical costs include education, quality training, and supplier certification. C. Cost of poor quality. The cost of poor quality plus the cost of quality planning, control, and improvement activities is the cost of quality or quality cost. Let's look more at each of these categories next. Costs of poor quality, costs of failure. The costs of failure can be internal or external. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms. External failure cost, a cost related to problems found after the product reaches the customer. This usually includes such costs as warranty and returns. C. Failure cost, quality costs. Internal failure cost, the cost of a defect in a product before it reaches the customer. Internal failure costs usually include rework, scrap, downgrades, reinspection, retesting, and process losses. C. Failure cost. External failure costs are the most significant and expensive failures because they can impact customer perceptions and loyalty. These costs include warranty costs, reverse supply chain costs, product recall costs, lost customers, and field service costs. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines field service as the functions of installing and maintaining a product for a customer after the sale or during the lease. Field service may also include training and implementation assistance. Field service typically occurs at a customer's location. SIN, after sales service. C, connected field service. Ranking second in significance are internal failure costs. Internal failure costs include scrap and spoilage. These problems occur while the goods are still in production or in storage. These costs are also quite expensive because they require rework or replacement and can impact customers directly in terms of longer lead times or incomplete quantities being shipped. Euron also considers the cost of inefficient processes to be part of internal failure costs. In an organization with little investment in prevention, failure costs might make up 80% or more of the total costs of poor quality. Poor quality can include both sporadic and chronic problems. A sporadic problem is a sudden, adverse change that requires remedy through restoring the status quo, such as unclogging a chemical supply tube and production equipment. Sporadic problems are dramatic and must receive immediate attention. A chronic problem is a long-standing adverse situation that may have a difficult-to-detect root cause, but is creating too much variability in a process. Chronic problems require remedy through changing the status quo. Chronic problems are not necessarily dramatic. They have been occurring for a long time, are often difficult to solve, and are at risk of being accepted as inevitable. The approach to solving sporadic problems differs from that for solving chronic problems. Sporadic problems are attacked by control processes. Chronic problems require root cause identification and continuous improvement processes. These costs may be impacted by a non-evident failure, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as failure occurring in either a product or a production process that is not immediately evident. This may be indicative of a faulty design. Costs of controlling quality, appraisal and prevention costs. Appraisal costs, and prevention costs are the costs of quality initiatives and related training. As these are proactive investments, they are considered the good kinds of quality costs. Organizations use appraisal and prevention investments to reduce failure costs, but need to do so in ways that maintain product profitability. Employees need to learn how to correctly use a variety of quality and lean tools to help them prioritize issues, select the right tools, identify root causes, find solutions, and then test and implement improvements. Improvements also need to be tracked over time to ensure that investments are paying off and improve processes and products. The goal is to more than offset the costs of investing in quality by dramatically reducing the costs of poor quality and therefore reducing the overall costs of making products and services. Appraisal costs include costs for inspections, calibration of equipment, product testing, and quality audits. By definition, inspection occurs on finished goods to determine if they meet all specifications. Inspection can also occur for incoming raw materials or components, but these are the finished goods of suppliers. While appraisal costs are necessary to some degree, the lean methodology considers these to be a form of waste because perfect quality goods should not need inspection. From a TQM standpoint, prevention costs need to become the highest priority because these measures reduce product and process variability. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines prevention costs as the costs caused by improvement activities that focus on the reduction of failure and appraisal costs. Typical costs include education, quality training, and supplier certification. Prevention costs are four categories of quality costs. Prevention costs also include preventive maintenance, quality planning, statistical process control, and the cost of devoting time to various types of continuous improvement or longer improvement projects. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines preventive maintenance, PM, as the regularly scheduled activities, including adjustments, replacements, and basic cleanliness, that are done to prevent machine breakdowns. The purpose is to ensure that production quality is maintained and that delivery schedules are met. SIN, periodic maintenance. The theory is that increasing investment in prevention will increase the total cost of poor quality over the short term, because failure costs will not immediately go down. Over the long term, however, as multiple rounds of continuous improvement are applied, the cost of failure will shrink dramatically, and the cost of appraisal will also shrink as less is needed. Thus, investing in quality has a long-term positive return on investment.